But then you gave up that post in 83 and you ran for Congress in our first congressional district against James R. Jones.
Right.
What led to that?
Well, my grandfather was a member of Congress. I thought it would be terrific to be in Congress. At that time, the Republicans were in South Tulsa. They were part of the 2nd District. Dad used to say he lived in Muskogee, and he lived at 71st in Lewis. At any rate, it was a close race, but that district, 1st District at that time, was overwhelmingly Democrat. I remember I would go to these parades in Osage County, and I was never invited to be in the parade. I'd be standing on the street corner, and Jones would go by waving at everybody. I couldn't get in the parade, but I was the Republican. Times have really changed.
Well, first of all, let's say you held Jones to 52% of the vote,
right,
while Reagan carried the district in his 49-state landslide of that year.
Yeah.
But you knew you were a real underdog going into that thing.
I think when you run for office, you just don't think about that, because one person can lose and one person going to win. And you just say, this is something I'd like to do, and I'm going to do it. And you don't think about losing because you intend to win. If you lose, you just move on. But Jim Jones was, in my opinion, the best congressman the district has had. He was outstanding as a member of Congress, chairman of the Budget Committee. We're very good friends today. I was president of the Federal City Council in Washington. He was president before, some years before. But Jim and Olivia and Kathy and I are friends. Jim told me later, he said, you know, of all the races I had, yours was the best because it was all focused on issues. It wasn't personality. It wasn't nonsense. It was all issues. And he said, I was glad when it was over.
I've interviewed him for this website as well, and he said essentially the same thing about you. So,
Yeah. But Jim is a very fine guy.
What were the issues that you were campaigning on at the time?
I don't recall all of them, but, you know, I was a Reagan person, and probably tax cuts, reduction of regulation, unleashing the vital spirits of the average American as opposed to focusing solely on the less fortunate. I just think it's better to focus on somebody who can be fortunate. Physical or mental disability can't. That's a safety net situation. But there should be no excuse in this country for not doing well if you put your mind to it. So
President,
I was a Reagan guy.
And he appointed you to, again, another appointment to serve as an assistant secretary of the Treasury, later elevated you to the U.S. Associate Attorney General, which was the third-ranking official within the U.S. Department of Justice.
Right.
That's pretty heady stuff.